Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today. At the close, we were down 2 to 4 in the corn futures. Soybeans down about 15 cents in the front month, and then wheat futures were just a touch higher, rallied really strong into the close. In the last few 3 or 4 minutes, they rallied about 5 cents, mostly due to short covering, which has been the case for about the past week or so. Yesterday's USDA report on the quarterly stocks was bearish for both corn and beans, and we just had some follow-through selling due to that, and we've broken through some major trend lines and moving averages, and that's gone ahead and pushed it lower in the corn and beans. Corn futures actually made a contract low in December. They traded as low as 435 and a quarter and closed about 439 and a half. So there's a lot of talk as the thing continues to make new lows. People are expecting it to work its way down to toward $4, possibly even lower. We'll just have to wait and see. But the overall picture is very, very negative, and that drove up the feeder cattle futures. Feeder cattle futures were real strong in the news and made contract highs there. But this cheaper corn really influences so many industries, including the energy business with the ethanol and then the feed business. But every time the price gets cheaper, demand seems to pick up. So long-term aspects are still pretty good for corn, although price is likely to work lower. Time will tell.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, what other news were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress and condition report had some interesting changes on it. We had cotton harvested at 7%, where the five-year average is 14%, so we're a bit behind there. Over the last month or so, we've rallied significantly about 4 cents or so since the 1st of September. And then the cotton condition overall was down 2% at 42%. The previous week was 44, so it was a little bit worse. And then corn harvested, we're slowly moving north. We're at 12% harvested. The five-year average is 23%, so we're still a touch behind schedule. The corn condition was still 55% good to excellent. That was the same as the previous week. And then soybeans harvested is 11%, so right there in line with where the corn is. Usually we're at 20%. And the soybean condition actually improved a little bit to 53%, where last week we were at 50%. On winter wheat planted, which is going on in western Oklahoma and Colorado and Kansas, we're at 39% planted, and that's right on line with the five-year average, which is typically 40%. We've got a little bit of rain forecast for later on in the week, along with a cold front that's supposed to move through. So I think that the planting will resume and make a nice headwinds here. And wheat futures, despite their rally, can't really figure out exactly why, other than fund short covering.
And your phone number, Justin?
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping our closing numbers today.
October live cattle were down 60 cents at 127.25. December live cattle off 7 at 131.90. October feeders were up 30 cents at 164.40. And the November contract gained 85 cents and closed at 166.05. October lean hogs today were down $1.05 at 90.92. And in our grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was up 5.5 cents at 7.45. The July contract up 3/4 at $7.20. Chicago December corn down 2.5 at 4.39. And the March contract down 2.75. At 451 and 3/4. November soybeans closed down 14 and 3/4 at 1268, and the January contract was off 15 at 1270. October cotton closed down 116 points at 84.95 cents per pound. That's your futures market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.